Hello, folks. How are you? OG here. So a little bit different, as you could tell probably by the intro and by the fact that you don't hear any snark coming from the other mic here in the studio this evening. But due to some personal conflicts, Big Kev is not here this evening. It was my own fault. I had family issues that prevented us from doing our regular show. So I decided rather than not do anything at all, I would do a little bit of a chat maybe on some comic book related stuff that I wanted to discuss. We also have a new game stuff tonight by Coke Logic that should have run last week, but also due to some technical issues did not run last week. So we're going to run that tonight as well. So it's not going to be a very long show by any stretch of the imagination, but it will be a show. And I suppose something is better than nothing. So I wanted to talk a little bit about comic book wise. I wanted to talk a little bit about two miniseries. I guess they're miniseries that I'm reading right now. One's a DC and one is Marvel. We'll start with the Marvel book, Age of Ultron. You've heard us check this out or talk about this rather. I've been mentioning it since reading issue one a few issues back. And I got to be honest with you, I'm still a bit not sure about the Age of Ultron. And by unsure, I mean, I don't hate the story. I just, I don't know. The story seems a bit off, and I guess I still don't get where it's supposed to take place, in regular Marvel continuity. This issue 3 just came out this past week, and, it continues to, you know, follow the continuity that they, or follow the world that they set up in the first issue. However, it's still unsure where that takes place in regular Marvel continuity or the Marvel Now continuity. We have a lot of this, we have a lot of, you know, now is, you know, is how a lot of it is labeled. In addition to that, we also have, you know, there are some flashbacks, and it's just all over the place continuity wise. And I don't get the impression that it stands alone, especially because there are other Marvel Now books that are coming out, that have tie-ins to Age of Ultron. For example, Fantastic Four number 5 came out this week, and I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but Fantastic Four number 5 is Fantastic Four number 5 AU. It's an Age of Ultron book. And as far as I can tell, it does not pick up from the events of where issue 4 of Fantastic Four left off. So it looks like this is just its own, I guess it's just its own tie-in now to this Age of Ultron miniseries. And Age of Ultron is going to be 10 issues, the core book. So this is issue 3. And then these tie-in books. And I just don't see the point of doing this. Now, someone out there can correct me because I don't really know for sure. But what I understand, I remember I was out of books for a while. I especially didn't read a lot of Marvel for a while. But from what I understand, Age of Ultron was something that was supposed to come out 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and was scrapped or put on the burner. And then they finally decided to release it now in the midst of the Marvel Now universe. With no regard for how it's going to affect the rest of the Marvel Now books. It just seems weird to me. The story is not terrible. I just don't get where it fits into Marvel. And if they really truly wanted to make it its own thing, then they should have just done it at its own thing outside of regular continuity. No tie-in books. You know, just do a 10-issue miniseries and let it be. Because when Age of Ultron is over, and I'm assuming there's going to be some sort of lasting repercussions at the end of it, as all miniseries normally do, is it that going to affect these other books? When Fantastic Four 6 comes out next month, is it another Age of Ultron book, or does it just kind of pick up where 4 left off? I don't know. It just seems weird to me. But I would check it out. If you like Brian Michael Bendis's writing, it's definitely not a bad read. So give it a look. Maybe call into the GVM line 425-920-6050 and let us know what you think. And maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more in depth on a full episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. The other miniseries I want to talk a little bit about, in case you aren't reading it, is the Injustice Gods Among Us series by DC. Now, I've been following the game sort of on and off. I mean, I first saw some gameplay, and I'm trying to remember if we actually had the ability to play it or not, or maybe they just some very basic play or playability. Back at New York Comic Con, there were some big booths set up, and I distinctly remember seeing the game there. I just don't remember if we were able to play it or they just had testers playing it and showing off some of the moves and screenshots and whatnot. But the game is being brought to us by the same team that gave us Mortal Kombat Legacy, which was a great game. I really enjoyed that as far as the Mortal Kombat franchise goes. And it was nice to, you know, go back to some Mortal Kombat. I actually really liked the story mode in that game. I thought it was a really good story. And the game itself was great. The gameplay was good. Graphics were nice. Even a casual gamer like myself, you know, could play with some button mashing. Although, you know, I remember some moves and how to do certain things. But Injustice Gods Among Us, the game looks great. And they've been doing these brackets and you could, you know, revealing new characters. And you could see them. You could see all these videos. I know most of them have been posted to YouTube. I think the official DC blog is posting them, you know, every couple of days. And there's a lot of support for this game. They have an action figure line coming out. I think starts shipping in April. I want to say it's April. And these are going to be a series of two packs of figures, all with character representations from the game. Of course, the one I'm going to be most interested in is the Green Arrow two pack. And, pleasantly enough, he's packed with Deathstroke, which is nice. It's a nice little thing there, considering Deathstroke's role in Arrow right now. And speaking of Arrow, actually, they've released or they announced and they showed a skin for the Arrow version of Green Arrow that you can play in the game. Now, I don't know if it's going to be you have to pay for it as some sort of downloadable content, or if it's going to be some sort of retailer exclusive, or it's going to be something you unlock. But there is an Arrow skin, so that's kind of cool. But in addition to the action figure line, DC is putting out a mini series, a comic book series, and issue 10 is what's out so far. These are 99 cents each. They come out digitally each week and then they collect them every few issues. I think issue 3 of the collected books, just came out this week as well. So you can pick that up at your local comic book retailer if you're not buying the digital ones. But the digital ones are coming out weekly, and it's 99 cents an issue. And that's really not a bad price. I think you pay the same amount, or you don't. I don't think you lose much by buying the collected versus digital. I think it's pretty much the same price. But the story is really pretty grim and dark, and it sets a nice tone for the game. The gist of it so far, without giving any spoilers away, but if you don't want to know, then I guess tune out and come back for game stuff. But the series kind of starts off with the Joker is kind of bored of chasing Batman around, and so he decides to go after Superman instead, and he kind of tricks Superman. I'm not going to give away all the details because I really think you should read it. I don't want to give away all the secrets, but he tricks Superman into killing a pregnant Lois Lane. And Superman pretty much goes batshit crazy and decides that he is going to, well, first of all, he reveals his identity to the world as Clark Kent. That's interesting. And second of all, he decides he's going to police the world. He calls for an immediate ceasefire of all conflicts on Earth. So, you know, it's like Superman fighting, you know, people in the Middle East to stop fighting. It's kind of really dark. And then, you know, as a means of trying to control Superman, his parents get kidnapped, and it's just really twisted. What I like though is that they're setting up some nice sides for the game. So Wonder Woman is clearly teaming up with Superman, which is a pretty epic powerhouse. And it seems standing by their side, as far as we can tell so far, is Green Lantern, Cyborg, The Flash. I think Nightwing is in there as well. And I'm sure that I'm leaving somebody else out that we've actually seen fighting alongside Supes. And then kind of standing on his own with a bit of trepidation is Bruce, which is always nice because who doesn't want to see Bruce and Batman duke it out one more time? Bruce and Clark, Batman and Supes duke it out one more time. And then also in the last issue, issue 10, they're kind of setting up an Aquaman not really being on par with Superman and Wonder Woman. He's kind of like, you know, you want to rule the land, that's fine, but I still rule the sea. And obviously that causes conflict. So Injustice Gods Among Us, I'm going to recommend that you pick up the book, even if you have no interest in picking up the game, which I couldn't imagine why you wouldn't want to pick up the game. But even if you have no interest in picking up the game, read the comic. It's really good. It's dark and it's different than what you are used to, I think, as far as a lot of these characters are concerned. And there's some strange team ups and there's some strange alliances being formed. And it stands outside of regular DC continuity, so you don't really need to know anything other than you know who the Flash is, and you know who Superman is, and you know who Wonder Woman is, etc. You don't need to have been reading any of the new 52 books for the past, whatever it is, year and a half, I guess, at this point, right? Issue 18 on a lot of these books, so it's a year and a half. So, yeah, definitely check out DC Injustice Gods Among Us, the comic book. And again, the game comes out shortly, so I would definitely recommend checking out the game on whatever console it is you play. And I think that's it this week. I had some product that I was going to discuss, but I am just going to wrap up my chatter now. We'll have a little commercial break, and then we'll have a new game stuff by Coke Logic, and come back next week for a full-fledged episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. By then, I will probably have visited the Asbury Park Comic Con. I think I'm going to try to go on Saturday, and I'll report back on that. We have some great product to review next week. I know we have another Tonner piece in the wings, and we have three new Outer Spaceman figures by the Four Horsemen, which you definitely want to check those out. Those are already, even though we're going to review them fully next week, you can actually order those now. So go over to the Four Horsemen website, check out the store and order those if you're a fan of that line. But we'll have a full review next episode. Of course, also don't forget to check out our sponsor, Superpower Collectibles, superpowercollectibles.com, for all of your geeky goodness. You can get toys, figures, statues, comic books, a plethora of good items. And of course, there is the Big Kev coupon code, get you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. And of course, if you spend over $99, you get free shipping. So definitely check out superpowercollectibles.com. And also, I should mention April 13th, Saturday, April 13th, me and Big Kev will also be at Geek Flea 5 in Kearny, New Jersey. So come check us out there. We'll have a table set up. We'll be hanging out. So if you're a fan of the show and you're local to the area, definitely stop by. It's a great little show. It's a great con. Harkens back to the old church basement cons, which is exactly what it is. It's in a church basement, and you find some really cool toys there. And they have some artists that come each time, some new people each time selling their wares and their artwork. And it's shaping up to be a nice little convention. And again, it's great atmosphere, great buzz, not a lot of pressure like the big cons have, and free admission, so you can kind of just walk around and check it all out. So check out the link on the website for that. And of course, I think we're going to run a commercial for that as well during the break. And with that being said, thank you, and I will talk to you all next week.
Saturday, April 13th, cash in your tax refund and come to Geek Fleet 5. Come to 663 Kearny Avenue, Kearny, New Jersey, for the best spectacle on the East Coast.
Unwinnable presents
Geek Fleet 5. Our vendors are guaranteed to have something to quench your geek thirst. Comics, video games, bootleg DVDs, old toys, board games, books, posters, and more. But wait, that's not all. Geek Fleet 5 is also an artist marketplace. That's right. Come to Geek Fleet to buy wares from photographers, painters, filmmakers, comic creators, jewelry designers, clothing designers, and more. There will also be hot sauce. Buy some food from the church ladies. Geek Fleet 5. DJs will be spinning music all day. Enter one of the raffles and be the next big winner. Sponsored by 80stees.com, Loop Lounge, Garden State Roller Girls, Paradox Comics, Barcade Jersey City, Comics Explosion, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, and Tailsleep. Don't forget to come to sunny Kearney, New Jersey for the best event on the East Coast. Saturday. April 13th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 663 Kearney Avenue, Kearney, New Jersey. Geek Fleet 5. Our prices are insane.
This is Robert Kelly, and you're listening to Game Stuff with that hunk of shit host, Coke Logic.
Hello, my name is facebook.com/clubsodakenny, and you're listening to Game Stuff. It's none other than the great Coke Logic.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Lego City Undercover is out now exclusively for the Wii U. It's a great game to pick up for Wii U owners, besides the other Wii U titles that came out, which are none at all. God of War Ascension is out now for the PlayStation 3, and while it's just an average entry into the God of War series, here's what former Basic Cable star, current has-been Adam Sessler had to say.
After the very best boss battle in the game, there's a cutscene which displays one of the most violent things I've ever seen in a video game. It's Kratos boot stomping a Fury's face in.
Whoa, that's some high praise, Sess. I hope it can live up to your endorsement. That should have been a box quote. I'm hearing the game is average at best, but still worth playing. Gears of War Judgment is out now for the Xbox 360, and like God of War, it's pretty much just one more game for the series. It's quicker paced action, but yet another average game. Better to wait those 2 weeks and just pick it up for $40. Sim City, more like Sim Town. Get it? Because the maps are so fucking small. I had originally planned a short editorial for this section, but when I started writing down the problems, they became so numerous it was just a list of complaints. Don't buy Sim City. 2 weeks later, the game is playable, but it has glaring flaws. Mark of the Ninja's Special Edition DLC is coming out this summer for XBLA and Steam. The Special Edition will contain a new level, a new play style with non-lethal takedowns, and in-game developer commentary. As one of my favorite stealth games, I'm thrilled that they're doing this. As long as it doesn't take away time from developing Mark of the Ninja 2. Final Fantasy V is coming to the iPhone March 28th and to the Android later this summer. It's not a polygonal remake like Final Fantasy IV, a port from the Nintendo DS version. The graphics are on par with Final Fantasy 1 and 2 remakes from the PSP versions. The point is, not have ever played Final Fantasy V because Square has been real weird about bringing it to America, and now it is going to be on your phone. Get excited. Deus Ex Human Revolution Director's Cut has been announced for the Nintendo Wii U. This is great news for the handful of people who own a Wii U. Cynicism aside, Deus Ex Human Revolution was an amazing game and a great Deus Ex game, and I think it's great that even more people will be able to play it. And finally, Bioshock Infinite is being released on March 26th for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. Look forward to it. It's nearly here. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
Sure.